Call this meeting of the Senate Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:30 p.m. on Monday, April 29th, 2019. We have a quorum. Present are Vice Chair Coghill, Senator Geisel, Senator Bishop, Senator Reinbold, Senator Keel, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Chairman Birch. Please remember to silence your cell phones. We have one bill on today's agenda. That would be SB 90, the Cook Inlet SetNet Permit Buyback by Senator Marchicki. This is the third hearing on the bill, which was previously heard on March 29th and last Monday. During the last hearing, we adopted the R version, a committee substitute, and adjourned the meeting with amendment number one, R.1, having been offered by Senator Geisel but not adopted by the committee. Committee members should have their packets and responses to questions asked of the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. We have Commissioner Putnam here if anyone needs further clarification on that information. I would also note that this is actually 5:30, not our normal start time at 3:30. My apologies. Let's see, are there any questions for Mr. Putnam at this time? Seeing none, we also have online and available for questions individuals from the Division of Commercial Fisheries and the Division of Mining, Land, and Water, Legislative Legal, and the East Side Consolidation Association. Again, we have amendment number one before us. Senator Geisel, do you maintain your motion to adopt amendment number one?
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw amendment number one.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
So noted. Go ahead.
So
amendment number one is now withdrawn. Would you wish to offer amendment number two?
Thank you for that opportunity. Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number two.
Okay, is there an objection for purposes of explanation?
I'll object for purposes.
Okay. Senator Geisel, would you please explain your amendment?
Of course, and members have before them a document from me entitled SB 90, Amendment Number 2, Talking Points. So this actually walks you through in written form. The new amendment should make the buyback program proceed without impinging on its likelihood of success. And it accommodates the concerns that some may attempt to game the system. So specifically, the new amendment does number one, requires the person applying for the buyback must have had the permit for at least 4 years. You see that on page one of the amendment, line nine. It says that they had to have had the permit since January 1, 2016. Now, of course, if you do the math, that's 3 years and 4 months from now. But in terms of the effective date, by the time this is effective, it will have been 4 years. The original bill did not require that the permit have been held by any amount of time. And my other amendment, of course, had required 10 years. I have modified it to 4 years, Mr. Chairman. The second piece of this requires that the person applying has actively participated in the fisheries within the 2 years preceding December 31 of 2018. This is the same as in the original bill. The previous amendment had required 5 out of the last 10. Okay. And lastly, it moves the requirement for attaching a specific site to the permit, to the earlier process. So the original bill required that the permit holder attach a specific site or lease to the permit once the permit is approved for buyback. So you don't have to name the site or the permit at that time. You apply for the buyback, you get accepted, then you name which one you want to put up. This amendment requires that they attach that specific site or lease at the time they submit for the lottery. So if you have several permits or sites, you have to state which one you're putting up for a buyback. You can't just choose the one that's least productive when you finally get chosen, right? So it just requires a bit more, as it says in C, the change prevents them from picking and choosing the least desirable sites for the permit drawback buyback. So those are the changes, Mr. Chairman. Still, I believe will make this a successful opportunity. You'll see on the page three that immediate family member, the definition is still very broad. Spouse, a cohabitating individual, a child, stepchild, adopted child, parent, sibling, grandparent, aunt, uncle, and parent or sibling of the individual spouse. So it's still very broad, maintains the key elements that the original bill contained. That's it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Senator Giesel. Senator Machicki or Conrad, or would you care to come to the mic and maybe you can discuss your views in the assessment of this amendment?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Senator Peter Machicki, District O, for the record. I think this amendment more directly meets the intent of the maker of the amendment. The 10-year was difficult for a number of reasons. This 4 years is approximately when this bill started being seriously discussed. I really like the family exclusion because that's where a lot of these permits go and shouldn't be considered as a part of the limiting factors in my view. So I think it works. I don't think it complicates operation and of the lottery or the sales, and I think it fits nicely. I appreciate the final thing is I appreciate the way that it ties the water and permit together. To me, it still doesn't matter which 200 permits sell, but I think this more clearly lays out how it works and I believe meets the intent.
Thank you. Questions for either the sponsor or the amendment, either one? Nope. Great. Thank you. Well, thank you, Senator, for your follow-up there. I also wanted to thank Commissioner Putman. If you haven't had an opportunity to review in the backup the answers to the questions that came up during the last hearing. With that, is the objection removed?
Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection.
Okay. Is there any further objection? Seeing none, Amendment 2 is adopted. There are no additional amendments. Are there any final questions or comments from committee members? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion. You bet.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we report the CS for Senate Bill 90 LS 0230R as amended. With individual recommendations in the attached fiscal notes and I think forthcoming improved fiscal notes.
Thank you, Vice Chair Coghill. Are there any objections? Seeing no objections, SB 90 moves from committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. We are back on the record. I would note that there are no additional Senate Resources meetings scheduled for this week, and any additional meetings will be noticed this Thursday. Until then, this meeting is adjourned at 5:40 p.m.
Good job, Michelle.